Listening Library presents City of Time by Owen McNamee. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. Owen walked down the riverbank, straddled the log that acted as a bridge over the water, and shinned quickly across. It was a fine sunny day with a brisk cold wind blowing up from the sea. The wind stirred the branches of the trees over his head, where the first colors of autumn were just creeping onto the edges of the leaves. He stopped at the end of the log, as he always did, and looked up at the dark bulk of the ruined workhouse towering above him. It was hard to believe that it had been only a year since he had stumbled across a secret organization called the Resistors, who were hidden inside, asleep until the world needed them. He shivered at the memory of the deadly Harsh, the enemies of mankind and of life itself, who had sought to turn back time, spreading cold and darkness throughout the whole world. They had constructed a device called the Puissance, which was like a huge whirlwind, sucking in time. But the Resistors had emerged, and Owen had joined with them to defeat the Harsh, imprisoning the Puissance in the mysterious old chest in his bedroom. When the battle was over, the Resistors went back to sleep in the chamber known as the Starry, hidden under the workhouse. They waited there until they were called again. It was his friend Katie's job to watch for danger and to wake them when it came. She was invisible to the ordinary eye, hidden, as she said, in the shadows of time. "Hello, Watcher!" Owen shouted, as he always did, knowing she could see him even though he...